This is poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Marianne Corbett. Corbett was born on March 20th, 1950, in Washington, D.C. She grew up in McLean, Virginia. She attended the College of William and Mary, where she graduated in 1972. She then went on to get her Ph.D. in medieval literature from the University of Minnesota in 1981. When I asked her what got her interested in writing, she had this to say. The enthusiastic encouragement of my teachers. By high school, I was writing for the school magazine and participating in speech and debate, not poetry, but still writing. Somehow, in college, things fizzled out. I wrote one poem. In graduate school, I concentrated intensely on the oldest English literature, and after that, at work, on the language of the law. Job and children kept my attention away from poetry for many years, and I didn't return to poetry until 2005. When I did, I had a lot of catching up to do. This catching up is clearly evident when you consider that Corbett has published 7 books in less than 15 years. These books include Gardening in a Time of War, Dissonance, Breath Control, Credo for the Checkout Line in Winter, Medieval, Street View, as well as In Code. Corbett has either won or been a finalist for the Able Muse Book Prize, the Richard Wilbert Award, the Morton Marr Prize, the Wilson Branstone Translation Prize, and the Lyric Memorial Award. Her poems have appeared in American Life and Poetry, Verse Daily, National Public Radio, and the Poetry Foundation. For over 35 years, Corbett served in the Minnesota Legislature. She lives in St. Paul, Minnesota. Today's poem is State Fair Fireworks, Labor Day, which was a finalist for the Howard Nemirov Sonnet Award. Now, I don't know about you, but one of the things that I really enjoy about the summer is the simple pleasure of going to a state fair, especially the Minnesota State Fair, which is one of the largest in the nation. I love walking around and seeing the prize hogs, the dairy barn, Princess Kay of the Milky Way being carved out of butter, all of the vendors, the rides, the midway, the noise, the lights, the giant slide, the beer gardens, the sky ride, the agricultural building where you can sample honeycomb and fresh apples, the smell of mini donuts is in the air, and of course, there are cheese curds. Almost any food you can imagine has been deep-fried and put on a stick. For me, summer isn't summer without a visit to the state fair, and there's something extra special about seeing fireworks at night. This is State Fair Fireworks, Labor Day by Marianne Corbett. Look up. Blazing chrysanthemums and rose shriek into bloom above the tilt-a-whirls, hang for a blink, then die in smoky swirls. They scream revolt at what the body knows. All revels end. We clap and sigh. Then, no, another rose, another peony. Break, flame, roar. As though by roaring they might make the rides whirl in perpetuum. As though we need not finally, wearily, turn to plow back through the crush of bodies, the lank air, to bustles that inch us sweating across town. As though we were not dropped in silence there to trudge the last blocks home, the street lamps low, the crickets counting summer's seconds down.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.